search? What do you put, I'm sorry, too. What do you put in a, what do you put in a search? Mostly Asian women? Shocking. Protein bar. I'm sorry. This is my fifth one today. Oh my God. These are so dense. You know what I'm saying? It's just shit with nuts in it. It's a lot. It's one of those RX bars. Did you know you knew it was an RX bar?
I knew it was an RX bar.
Are you okay? You look really scared right now. You're like, what's your name? Nick? Okay, cool. Did you want to sit up front? You look like you're being held hostage. You didn't want to sit there, did you? Why does it take so long to answer me? Is something wrong with Nick? Just tell me so I know. He was scared? Okay, but you made him sit here anyway? Okay, he looks petrified right now. I won't talk to you. How big is your dick? It's big. It is? I had a feeling. So don't be that scared. If you have a big dick, you should own it and just... Because you can hit me with it if you get upset. You can knock me out with your big dick if I upset you. Okay, that was a weird way to start, but it's just, do you feel bad now that you made him sit up front? No, you're a horrible friend. Do you know that? What do you do? What? You run operations for a company? What does that even mean? What kind of company?
I don't know.
You don't know? You deal with complaints all day? Do you hate people? You do? Yeah. Where are you from originally?
Boston.
Cool. All right. So you were a racist before you met Nick? You changed your mind because Nick was a nice guy? Nick just went like this. Was he a racist before? Like when you first met him, was he a dick to you and then you were likable? No? No? Are you straight? You're not straight, right? No. I love dick. Okay. Happy Pride. Exhausted. You're not a couple, right? You are? Oh! All right, so you did well, because he literally told me he has a huge dick. What? You're married? Oh, that's great. Wait, how long have you been married for?
6 years.
6 years. One person. Where'd you guys meet? That narrows it down. In Boston. Where? In a Chili's. That's hot. Through a mutual friend? What happened in the Chili? Were you just both in different booths and your friend?
He was a friend.
You just said friend 46 times. You get hostile. Did you realize that? You have hostile energy. It's okay. I do too. You just admitted it. You're like, no, through a friend. We met through a friend. Dad? Okay, so, does he ever let you speak? You have not. I know. You just went like this. It's a lot. I understand. What do you do? Communications? What do you do for a living? What do you do? Work in a library? What do you do? What? You're a student. What are you studying? Neuroscience. Okay, you're just very smart and quiet. He's going to kill you one day. Do you know that? You know that, right? He's the quiet type. The sex is hot, though. It is, right? It is. He just said, of course, it is. It's okay. How are you guys? Did you want to sit up front? You did? Look at you with your button down. I love it. Did you just came from work? Yeah, cool. What do you do? Accounting? I knew it. You have such accounting energy. Just numbers, numbers, numbers. Gotta count the numbers. Wow, it's great. Are you Jewish? Yeah, okay. Where are you from? Brooklyn or Israel? Where are you from? Queens, same thing. And what do you do?
Marketing.
It's okay, I'm sorry. Perfect Jewish couple. Married? Hmm. What?
Sleep deprived.
Oh, you have a baby?
Two-year-old.
I thought you meant like, kind of, like 2 years old. So that's why you're sleep deprived? Why are you sleep deprived? That was interesting that you just said that. You have two other kids that don't sleep a lot. How old are they?
6, 4, and 2.
6, 4, and 2. Are you a hands-on father? Pervert. I'm sorry. I just really knew that would get a quick laugh. And I need a lot of attention, Josh. Is that your name? David. Shlomo. Josh? Jake. Jacob. Fuck, don't get smart with me. Josh. I'm sorry, I can't think that quick. What is it?
Jordan.
You just said two letters, and he thought I should come up with it. There's two letters, you idiot. What the hell is wrong with you, you clown? I paid for this. You should know. I said two letters were off. What's wrong with you? You stupid Jew. I gave you a hint, you didn't get it the first time, you stupid schmuck. This is crowd work. You're dumb, Jessica. I want my money back. You should have known my name was Jordan. You need to lose the rest of the weight, you have a pretty face. Okay. I'm sorry. You're a nice guy, but you did get a little hostile. It's that Jewish thing. You've been drinking a while? You haven't drunk in a while?
I haven't drunk in a while.
I love it. You seem like you have a lot of stuff. You said, he just went like this. There's tension here. I like it. I'm getting horny. You said you haven't slept a lot. You haven't drunk in a while. Are you in therapy, Jordan? You are. Okay. That's good. You're working on yourself. I'm proud of you. Are you in therapy too? You guys doing couples? Good. All right. I know it's hard with kids. I understand. I'm going to keep going with this, even though the crowd is tense. That's the kind of comic I am. Do you hate couples therapy? I hate it. You like it? It's very hard. Do you f*** between a sheet? Okay. Anyway, how are you? I'm going to make fun of you because you just told me to make fun of her. I like your goatee. Okay. You're not in a relationship, right?
No.
That's your brother. Yeah. All right. Who cares? Yeah. I say do it. He just told me to look at your boobs. I can't miss them, to be honest with you. They're out, you know? They're saying, look at me. I mean, are you a lesbian? You are now. Did that just turn you? I know. That just made you want to run to the quickest dick. Like, right to a dick. Just, I know. Any dick. Like, over there? This one? I mean, this direction is not, they're not interested. Him? Not, no. His dick is angry. His dick would be like, get away from me! Look at him laughing right now. Not no, bitch! They're laughing, but there's some women here who are like, that's a lot, you know what I mean? I just feel like she should lay off of them. She's really gone off on that guy, and like, just give him a break. He just got off work. He just came from his accounting job, and she just keeps going on and on and on and on at Jordan. He like, just let him drink. I mean, like, come on, it's enough already. You're with guys, right? Yeah, that's a gay goatee. That's, yeah, that's a, I mean, it's perfectly trimmed. Do you have a partner? No? Why'd you laugh? You're adorable. Well, this guy has been doing all these, this guy thinks he's at the gay pride parade. He thinks he's there already. It hasn't happened. But he's like, gay rights! Get off our backs about the drag! Yeah, he thinks it's next Sunday. I love you so much. It's amazing. Have you ever had a partner? Okay, cool. What happened? It didn't work. All right. Do you have intimacy issues? A little bit? Yeah, I understand. We're homosexuals, of course we do. You keep doing that. Are you on coke? Are you part chihuahua? I mean, what's happening? I just pulled some. God. I wish you were a fucking doctor. I just pulled something. All right. What's that tattoo on your chest? Or is that semen? What is that? Is that dark? Shania Twain song? Oh my God, you're the gayest guy I've ever met. Shit. God, that's the gayest thing I've ever seen in my life. What's on his arm?
Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera. What's around his asshole? Celine Dion lyrics? What? He has another one? On his back? What is it?
It's just a wing thing.
A wing thing? What kind of wing thing? You were 18? You don't know what it is? A wing thing you found online. Is it on your asshole or is it on your back?
In the spotted, yeah.
Oh, the tramp stamp spot. That's okay. Have you seen it in a while or what does it look like now? You have fear of looking at it, don't you? You're the same size, so you think it looks the same. Yeah, mine would look like a fucking Google map. You know what I'm saying at this point? If it was wings, it would look like yeah, it would look like directions from here to Philly. You know what I mean? At this... Are you a top or a bottom? I'm trying to figure it out. A top? Yeah, you have that top energy. Me too, but I'm so exhausted at this point. I'm just like, sit on it and spin. You know what I mean? I'm just... Hi, Mom. You're not an aggressive top? Oh, you're just... You're do the work? Let them do the work. Okay. No wonder you're single. It's okay. You're so cute. I love you. How are you guys doing? Is this your parents with you? Great. You look really happy about it. She just went. Wow. Are you guys, sir, you're like lounging. Wow. Just. Wow. You're not home with the remote. I mean, what is happening? You're at a comedy show. Where are you from, sir?
Richmond, Virginia.
You All right, so... I love this man so... I love that you just laugh so hard at that. You're amazing.
Richmond, Virginia. Why are you alive?
They are the best couple. The two of you are amazing. What do you do, sir?
I'm retired. I used to play in a band. You want to hear one of my songs? Play it. Yeah. How's everyone in the crowd doing? You know, I used to be a little boy in Richmond. My daddy, he played in a band too, and he was never home. He fucked everyone in town. Used to leave my mother with us kids. But that was okay. He worked hard for the money. Let's get into the song. I was a small town boy. I was a lonely, lonely, lonely boy. I traveled around the town. I became a man, oh man, I rode horses around town. I smoked them cigarettes all around the horses. I rode them horses around the town. I drank my beers. I fought for this country. I fought long and hard. I beat women. I made them cook and clean for me. I made them have my babies because they're incubators, them women. That's what they're here for, to have my babies and cook my meals. Women shouldn't work. Have I ever told you that? They should. They should have babies and cook and clean. That's all they're here for. They're hoes, them women. They're f***ing hoes. That's... They're hoes. I love tits. Let me go on. I do. I love tits. You know, before you go on with the song, I just want to say... A lot of women think they should work now and have a life of their own. But women, you're pieces of shit. All right, let's go on with the show. Hold on, keep going. All right, now, you gays, you fucking homosexuals, I've thought about it once or twice myself. I'm drunk right now, so I'm gonna omit this. I've thought about sucking a dick once or twice, but I go to church, and I'm not gonna sin. Maybe I'm a f***, but I'm not gonna act on it because I'm a child of God.
All right, that's all I needed. Now, hold on. Thank you. Thank you for that. That was all I needed. And sorry, so what did you do, sir? I don't even know what I just said in that song. What did you do? You sold wine for a living. You have an amazing voice. It's like a radio. I sold wine for a living. It's amazing. Your voice is very sexy, by the way. It's beautiful. Have you ever heard that before, that you have a nice voice?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. All right, take it easy. I'm not... I love you. And what do you do for a living? What did you do? You guys are amazing. What did you do? Finance. Okay, great. How long have you been together?
We'll be married 40 years October.
40 years? Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's your beautiful daughter. I mean, she's beautiful. Yes. Is this your only child?
No, we have another one in Orlando, our son.
Oh, your son is in Orlando. Does he work at Disney? Disney World.
SeaWorld.
Oh, SeaWorld. Okay, SeaWorld. Does he feed the fish? That was the dumbest crowd work question I've ever asked anyone in my entire career. Does he feed the fish? He's in charge of park operations? That's a major job. He's in charge of the whole thing? Wow, that's huge. That should have gotten applause, but everyone's very self-involved. That's a big job. He's the head park operator. Ask what guy about it?
The first one you asked, he's in charge of operations.
But we don't know for where. Like, it could be for, like, a fucking Dairy Mart. Like a dumb... Like a print shop. You know what I'm saying? What is it for? What? A what?
A radon company?
Is it a big thing? Be honest. It's big?
We're not that big yet, but we're getting there.
We're not that big yet, but we're getting there. Okay, so it's not as big. It's not. Joking on your daughter. You're beautiful. What's your name, sweetie?
Alex.
What do you do, Alex?
I'm a photographer.
You're a photographer. Oh, she's in the arts. That's great. Yeah, cool. You're the artist in the family.
Yeah, she's the only artist.
I know. She's the truth teller. Are you a big liberal, Alex? Huge, right? Okay, and you're not, right? Yeah, I know. I know exactly what's going on. You're trying. It's not going to work. It's okay. Your brother that works at SeaWorld in Orlando, he doesn't agree with you, right? He does. Okay, so the kids understand what... Yeah, okay.
Kids are all right.
The kids are all right. All right. Dad? You're trying. Okay, all right. It's okay. From a different generation. Okay. Alex told me before the show that she's going to be trans. How do you feel about that? She's going to start going by Alexander. You're adorable. He said, I'll still love her. Keep going. All right. I love you. You guys are great. This is such a great... You're beautiful. I know. It's hard. Everyone needs to just get along. I love how I'm saying it that simple. Everyone just needs to get along. How are you, sir, in the red sweater? How are you, Mr. Rogers? How are you doing? She doesn't know why. She's like, I don't know what she just said. I don't know what's going on. You're such a beautiful... You're from Australia? He just went, Jen, tell her. Yeah, I couldn't tell by your accent. I thought you were from Houston by what you just said. You're a beautiful couple. Are you visiting? When did you get here?
A week ago.
Oh. Wow. That hand is scaring me. Am I going to pick on you? No, I really like you, sir. I think you're a very nice man. I can tell you have good energy. What do you do in Australia?
Retired, and I don't want to tell you what I do. Because...
Why don't you? Now I need to know, though.
He's a school teacher.
He's a school teacher. What did you teach?
Everything from 5-year-old to adults.
Okay, so why don't you want to tell me that?
Because I thought you'd pick on me. Oh.
Why would I pick on you? You're the nicest person.
Pick on him who's got a big dick.
Him who has a big dick. Oh my God! He goes, and I don't. Oh, sir. I don't either. I don't either. It's okay. I understand. Mine is tiny. Amazing. You have such a good sense of humor. Give him a hand. He's beautiful. You're amazing. I understand why you got scared. Is that the only reason why you got scared? What else caused fear?
The only other American comedian I've listened to is Raj Barker.
Uh-huh. I know Arj, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cruel? I'm not cruel. I don't have a cruel bone in my body. Unless someone's cruel to me, and then I will annihilate them. Like, cool. I love him. This is a Jewish love affair. Do you understand? We stick together because we have to. He knows I love him. Okay? And how are you married, the two of you?
No,
oh, that's the way to go. Okay, 10 years you've been together. And what, are you retired?
No.
Yeah. The nose from Washington. Yeah. It's amazing. It makes me sleepy the way you guys talk. It's so relaxing. Yeah. What do you do?
What? I fight wildfires.
You fight? Wow, people are incredible. Aren't people incredible? You actually go out and you... Wow.
I usually coordinate.
You coordinate them. Wow. Here in America, we consider you a big dick. But there, you're just considered a wall firefighter. I understand you, which is amazing. I don't understand people in England. Like I just, was just there, and they're like, oh, no, I'm like, what? What did you just say? I don't, but I understand you.
So you caught Nate. You caught Nate. Okay. Do either one of you have children? You both do. Okay. How many between the two of you?
Six.
Wow. Where are they now?
One's in New York.
That's why we're here.
He's so amazing. You're like a character in a sitcom. And that's why we're here. Are you wasted, sir? Are you drunk? You're not? You didn't drink tonight? What is that? I mean, you're holding it up. It could be anything. It could be water, vodka, gin.
Saint Blanc.
Saint Blanc. How many have you had? Two. Oh, thank you for holding up your fingers. He is so funny. He goes, at least it wasn't one. You're very funny. Have you ever thought of doing stand-up? It's fun. Have you ever thought of being so? Because if so, you should try this. Come on, that shirt looks like an abortion. How are you? Thank you so much. I know you were for me. I love it. It's so great. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm sorry. I hate myself. That's why I projected onto you. It's great. I love it, actually. It's very hopeful. It is. I've never worn a shirt like that because it's bright and it has flowers and it's hopeful. Do you have hope? Do you have hope? You do. I know. You can't wear a shirt like that unless you're okay. Are you okay in life? You are? What? Oh, okay. His body language is... Are you upset with him? Because you're... A little bit. There's something off. What's... It's good?
It's the shirt.
It's the shirt? Are you upset he wore that shirt? Be honest. Let him speak for one second. No, I'm sorry. It's okay. Do you not like the shirt? Be honest.
It's loud.
It's loud. It's... What happened? He gave you the shirt? This is so complex right now. So he brought you that shirt, and now he's upset that you're wearing it because it's loud. You guys are cute. How long have you been together?
25 years.
25 years. Give them a hand. That's great. I love it. Do you guys go outside of the relationship? Some of you are shocked by that question. But they're gay men. That happens sometimes. Do you ever go outside the relationship? One of you does. Okay. This is so interesting. Why do I have a feeling it's you? It is. And you don't care. You're okay with it? You care. Oh. Take a drink. You're fucking awesome. What's your name?
My name's Marcella.
Yeah. Have you ever seen me before?
No, but I found you on YouTube and I watched all of your YouTubes.
Wow, great. Wow, that's so cute. You guys are a hot couple. You have amazing sex. Am I right?
Maybe later.
Like bunnies. This is your dream for me to talk to you? Can I watch you guys? Can I leave here with chicken wings and just watch the two of you? Because I have a feeling he really commits to it. He seems eager. He's like... Best sex of your life? I know. I feel it. Awesome. What's your favorite position?
I mean, honestly, missionary, which is weird because I always thought I like doggy style, but I don't.
I like doggy style because I don't want to look at someone. You know what I mean? I just I usually hate the person I'm with. My sister must be screaming right now. So I don't want to look at them. I want to forget we're together. So you like the connection with him?
Yeah, I do.
Does he say anything to you while you're...
Not a lot.
Like nasty things or...
Sometimes.
Quietly.
Like what? Like, we need to go to the store. Or like nasty things. Yeah? Like, take it.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys aren't Jewish, right?
No, we're not.
I'll give you a secret. Jews say really crazy things in bed. We talk about it in temple. Have you called the finance guy? You say that? All right, well, good. You're making sure everything's okay.
Did you lock the door?
What? Did you lock the door? No, did you check the safe? We all have a safe, just in case we get taken away again. Some of you don't even know what I'm referring to. When were the Jews taken away? Where the fuck am I? You know what I mean? Were you guys nervous to sit up front, the table of four women right here? You were, right?
Yeah,
I love your bag. It's really cute. I'm glad that you brought a traveling checkers game. Can I see it? I won't go through it. Yeah, thank you. I won't go through it. I'm, like I said, I'm Jewish. I have a trust fund. It's cute. Can you imagine me having a bag like this, just knowing me? What's in here? You want me to go through it?
Oh.
Oh, of course. An umbrella for a little person.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow
brick road. Oh, a case. Yep. What's in here? Oh, a cleaner. You're very organized. Mine has semen on it. My glasses. I'm not even with men. I don't know how the semen got on my dick. You're still in the virus mode? It never happened. It's just funny because of what I just said that I. Do a little dance for you right now. It's called the pad dance. Look at my sanitary pad. You like it, girls? I wear my sanitary pad all over New York City. Want me? You're gonna have to take me with my sanitary pad. You wanna take me home to your house? You're gonna have to take me with my sanitary pad. Therapy. you. That's my new special. Oh, no. Here we go again. We got another sanitary pad. We got another green one now. Calm down. This is a phone. He just goes, what is that? No, it's a wallet. It's a wallet with keys. All right. And a lanyard. I wear a lanyard. Because, like, I need to find my wallet whenever I need it. Work. You know what I'm about to pull out. This is the big one. This is the finale. Here we go. I'm exhausted, but I'm gonna do it. Oh boy. I gotta get a lot of energy for this one. All right. Ready? Are you ready again? I didn't expect. I love you. What's your name?
Dominique.
God help me. I got to get the energy up, but I'm committed. I'm committed to my art. Okay. Here we go again. Start the music, boys. The mother load. This one goes inside, right upside the pussy. The other ones go outside on the panties. This one goes right up the hole. This one goes right up the hole. This one goes right up the hole. Everyone, sing it with me. This one goes right up the hole. Sing it with me. Right up the hole, come on! Right up the hole, 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 right up the hole. Put your hands in the air! Right up the hole, right up the hole, right up the hole, right up the hole. All right, I'll take it from here. Okay? Everyone, please be quiet. I'm going to end the song now, because I'm going to pass out. This guy. This tampon goes up her hole. Dominique's hole. This tampon goes up her hole. Right up Dominique's hole. It goes up her hole. Her hole. Dominique's hole. It goes up her hole. This tampon goes up her hole. It goes up her hole. This tampon goes up her hole. It 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 goes up her hole. This tampon goes up her hole. It goes up her hole. I just made him straight. I made him straight. I'm gonna end this song. Don't use this tampon. It's very dirty now. It's dirty now. This tampon is dirty now. I can't believe I have daughters. And I'll just tap this song. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know what just happened, but I think there's something else. I'm a little afraid. Okay, it's lip gloss. I didn't know if it was a dildo or something. I wish it was. Oh, no. Fucking Dominique. I can't. I know. This. She's going like this. I know. I can't. One more quick one. Hold on. Just do it really quick. There's another tampon. Wait. There's another tampon. Just do a quick one, like those quick, like, there's another tampon. And there's no bar. Music going for, oh, let me put my, your shit back in your bag. What the fuck am I doing? Listen, I want to tell you guys something.
Yeah.
This crowd, like the last crowd was unbelievable. So we were like, I don't know. Like I literally got the most amazing footage. This crowd was even better than the last.